Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey, my friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats, where we are wrapping up our hat on neighbor today. I have had a really great time discussing this topic and have really enjoyed the practical application that I've already been able to use. So I'm thankful to have gotten to explore this hat with you. If you have had any aha moments of what God is doing in your life and how He is moving in your neighborhood or your apartment complex, I would love for you to share with me. You can email me or contact me through my blog, and maybe I'll share some of what you are learning on the show. A story I want to start out with is that one night, my husband and I were at a bonfire with some of our neighbors. We knew that they were not believers, and we had just such a heart for them, and we prayed for them many nights. And that night, we were sitting out, and we had just had our dinner, and we were having dessert, and we sat by the fire, and the husband began to open up about some of his hurt from previous religions, and we were able to have some discussion about what our faith is and who our God is, and that the Bible tells us of Christ's love for us. The man didn't accept Christ that night as his Savior. However, we were able to have a discussion that hopefully one day will lead to that decision in his life. But if we were too afraid and we never went there and had that discussion, then this man would have never known where we stood. He would have never known what drives us to be a good neighbor and to love those around us. So if we're silent, we just show acts of kindness to our neighbors. That's great. But what's different is that we carry the gospel message through our actions, yes, but we need to be speaking our words. Today, as we wrap up the hat of neighbor, I'm going to just close out with three main points of how we can share Christ with those around us. First is that we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Webster's Dictionary defines an ambassador as a diplomat, an authorized representative or messenger, or an unofficial representative. I can't think of a better term for us as believers in our areas of living. I often think of an ambassador as someone who lives in a different country from their homeland, and they represent where they're from. But when it comes to the fuller definition, they're also representing and carrying a message. And I love this because we as Christ followers are not living at our final destination, but we are strategically placed in the sphere of influence which we live. Our neighborhoods are our foreign soil, and we have a message to give to them. We are representing Jesus Christ to them, and we can't do this without the help of God. Maybe in your Christmas time season, you have had a nativity on your front lawn, or you've tried to have Christian invitation to come and be a part of a service, maybe a candlelight service or a Christmas Eve service to your neighbors, and you're reaching out and you're being that ambassador, and that's amazing. This is such an incredible time of year to be able to kind of share Christ in a very non-threatening way. We know that Jesus is love, but we also know that His name carries power, and it can be very intimidating to people. whether they come from a background of church hurt in America, maybe they didn't grow up in the United States and have a belief from wherever they have come from, or perhaps it is just a person who has strayed away from the faith. There are so many people around us in the areas we live who really need to see us as the ambassadors. This means that we're living for Christ where we are. We're representing, we're living out the message of Christ, and we're also sharing that verbally. I hope that you had a Merry Christmas, and I'm so thankful for this time of year. And now as we're wrapping up this year and looking towards the new one, I think that word ambassador is so important and vital for us as believers, because we know that we have a purpose and we also have a special message that we're trying to get to those who live around us. And if you did happen to have some positive responses and feedbacks to your invitations to church or to the children's Christmas program at church, whatever ministry opportunity that came up that you maybe invited someone else in, I would keep running forward with them. Don't just let Christmas be Christmas, and don't just let that opportunity be the only one. Now you have an open door to maybe more invitations and more conversations to share the light of Christ with your neighbor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The second is that we need to be prepared to give an answer. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, and give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." God tells us to always be prepared to give an answer. I remember being in school growing up. I don't know if you remember this, but the teacher would call on random students for the answer to her question, and it would drive me nuts. I always hated being called whenever I didn't have a clue what the answer was. And it happened sometimes where I would know, but sometimes I really had no idea and felt really dumb. But I know that teachers didn't always want to call on the kid with their hand raised, because they would raise their hand every time and they wanted to give other students an opportunity. Well, we are asked hard questions sometimes by our neighbors. We are given the opportunity to answer them like I was a teacher. And if I didn't do my homework, if I didn't read up on the text, when I was called upon by my teacher, there was no way that I was going to know that answer. And in the same way, if we neglect God's word, if we don't spend time with him, if we push him aside, when the time comes, we will not be prepared to give an answer. And so as Christians, we are told by God to worship Jesus as Lord and to always be ready to give an answer as to why we believe what we believe. Not in a cocky or prideful way, but the scriptures actually say, with gentleness and respect. I love those two words. Many times we're afraid of the conflict and of being uncomfortable, but honestly, we need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. In other words, we have to get into these gospel conversations, and sometimes the way that they lead into that can take a turn of discomfort. But we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us through. May we never allow the enemy or our own sinful flesh to hold us back from giving an accurate and biblical answer to our neighbor. We want to build the kind of relationships that are safe and trustworthy so that our neighbors feel like they are able to ask us questions about our faith. And that's a huge part of that build of camaraderie and being relational with a neighbor, because the time and time again faithfulness and loyalty and compassion that we show will lead into these types of conversations and give us more of a foundation of friendship, so that it's not just a random stopping by their place and sharing Christ, which is, you know, maybe a method that someone might use, which is great. However, there is such a beauty in having that true friendship in your neighborhood with those living around you that can lead into discussions about what you believe and what they believe, and sharing with them why, and doing so in gentleness and respect. Those words are such key words to think on and ponder as you are sharing. We never want to talk with someone in pride or in a harsh tone. We want to share our faith in gentleness like Jesus would. And we want to also share in respect, because they don't have the Holy Spirit yet. So they're not going to be able to see everything from the lens in which we are. But we can respect them as a human being, as a person created in God's image. And we can give the grace to ourselves even, and to them, that we don't know all the answers, that we are learning as well. And if they ever ask something that maybe you don't feel prepared to give an answer to, you can give that answer that I am not sure, and I'm going to go research that and get back to you. It's not that we're always going to be perfect and always going to have the answers, but that the Lord's going to enable us to share authentically and honestly, but that we've come in from being filled up with the Lord in our time in His Word and prayer, so that we have something to offer our neighbor when they ask. And third, to be unashamed in your faith. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." It is so sad that the enemy tries to breed shame into the life of believers who are trying to share the message of hope through Jesus. As a neighbor, it will be tempting to be ashamed and hold back the truth and the hope that you have in Christ. I know that we can get easily worried about the hard questions or the negative responses from others when it comes to our faith. And we might have insecurity of what they think about us, but we can allow the scriptures to impact our hearts and change our ways of thinking. Romans 1:16 tells us not to be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power that we have through Jesus. Our power is that the Holy Spirit is in us, and we can be confident of that. We believe in Him, and we know that He is always with us and that the Bible is living and active. So this means we can ask the Holy Spirit ahead of time, during a conversation, and after, to empower us so that we know what to say and how to share and respond. We know when to talk and when to be silent. We're aware of when we should ask a question and when we should hold off. Whether this be through an invitation maybe to a church service, or we ask to pray over someone, it could be just sharing your testimony about what God's done in your life. There are so many ways that we can share Christ with this gentleness and respect towards others, and with a confidence that comes from knowing God and knowing who we are in Him. My challenge to you and to myself is that we would go out as ambassadors for Christ in 2022, that we would be prepared to give an answer to those in our neighborhoods, that we would be unashamed in our faith and in who we believe in and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. The key Bible passage that I have selected is Matthew 9:37-38. It says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'" I know that this is a farming analogy, so if you live on a farm like my friend Brianna, this is a great one for you in your neighborhood of the farm. But I chose this verse to focus on for the week because there is a harvest among us. There are many people around us living life in darkness, and we have the light of life who is Christ. And we have been sent to our neighborhoods to wear that hat of neighbor confidently, to love them through the power of Christ. I want you to think about this week, who does not know Jesus in your neighborhood? How are you an ambassador for Christ where you live? And if you feel like you're not doing a great job at that, that's okay. How can you be an ambassador for Christ where you live? How can you prepare to know Christ and know God's word and be more confident to give an answer when you are asked? And then lastly, have you been ashamed of the gospel? If so, ask the Lord to help remove the shame and replace it with confidence in your faith in Him. Read through Bible verses that can help you grow in your relationship with God and therefore grow in your ability to trust in Him and to express that trust to others. I have loved being a part of this series on the Hat of Neighbor for the podcast Her Many Hats. I love you guys. I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as I have. I hope that you've had the best holiday season of Christmas time, that you maybe have been able to reach out to your neighbors in this special time of the year. And as we look forward into 2022, as we prepare our hearts for the hope that we have, may we keep our eyes open to those around us who are in need of the hope of Jesus Christ that is given through His gospel. And may we be bold enough to be the kind of women who are neighbors that love like Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for the hat of neighbor. God, we are so honored to be Your ambassadors here on this earth. We're thankful for the places that You have put us strategically, and we ask that You would give us confidence to be unashamed in our faith and to always be prepared to give an answer for why we believe in You and why we have hope and eternity through You. Jesus, would You go before us this year? Would You stir up something new and do a new work in our hearts and our lives? And Lord, we trust that You will bring it to completion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com